Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud Beis. We're on the top of Kuf Yud Beis, top line. Here we go. Ravada Barav Amastu La Dvarim Bar Chama Aha. Ravada Barav explained Dvarim Bar Chama's opinion on the following. Dvarim Bar Chama's statement on the following. Hiniach Lehen Avi and Moshe Ribis. If your father left over money of Ribis, yesterday the question was your father left over something that he stole. That's not really what we're talking about. This is the case. Your father left over money. What?
Ribis money.
Ribis money. Didn't change till ribis. Even though the kids know it's ribis, ain chayav in lahakzir. They don't have to return it. Amar Rami Bar Chama Zoso Meres. That's what we meant to say. Rishus hayoresh make kirishus lokeach dami. The rishus of the yoresh, it falls to Yerusha, to the son. It's just like someone who bought it, right?
How could they even charge it?
What?
How could he even charge ribis?
You're not allowed to. Well, you did. So you did. So I have money sitting in the vault. That's ribis money. I pass away, goes to the kids. The kids have no obligation to return it. Okay?
Wait, you mean just?
The Yamshul Shlomo says, because whoever paid the ribis has yeyush. Yeyush. Shini rishus. You get to keep it. Now, is there a midas chasidus? Maybe. But you don't have to make it or didn't return it.
You mean just the money? Just the interest.
The interest, yeah.
Not the money.
That's what ribis is.
Yeah, right. No, I'm saying, but the money that's...
That's his father's money.
Yeah.
Rava Amar, La'olamei malach rishus yoresh lav rishus lokeach tami. There's no such proof that that's a shrewd statement. Why? So how could you keep the ribis money? Not for that statement. What else gives you the right to keep the ribis money? Shani Hach, I'll tell you why. Here it's different. Amar Kro, it's a pasuk. It says, I'll take echme ito neshech v'tarbis. Don't take ribis. Return the ribis so that the borrower who's paying this ribis, Nebuch, is not getting crushed. Return it to him. Dinachi b'hadach means he can live. Return in the ribis. Which means, l'dideka mazilei rachmana. For himself, you have to return the ribis. Librei lo mizahilei rachmana. The son has no obligation, no duty to return the ribis. You want to be a tzaddik? Okay, that's always nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing, but there's no din.
Yeah, but shouldn't you do like with a case by case basis? In other words, if this person that paid ribis is now a millionaire,
doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay, but
doesn't matter.
Okay, but it's not that he should do it because otherwise he got soft.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What can I tell you?
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Man demas delay abraisa. Whoever said that the statement was regarding this ribis issue, kolshkein amas nisim, would for sure hold the same thing about the theft. If a father stole some ribis, and now this kid got it, the son does not have to return it. Right? Rashi says in the third wide line, lahad nar bacham abraisa, if his statement that a son, a yoresh, is like a lokeach, was said about ribis, kolshkein amas nisim. It would for sure be the same rule on the Mishnah about the theft. Why? The leka taima achmina lemifter elahai. There's no reason to say different. What would be the difference? What's the difference? Right? Kol kama delo macharsa delay mas nisim mashma de gzela kayemes. Okay, the gzela is here. There's no difference. However, back to the Gemara. Man demas delo amas nisim. But it's possible to hold this din only on the Mishnah. Avala Braisa, but regarding ribis, Rami Bar Chama ki Rava Masnile. Maybe Rami Bar Chama would hold like Rava. That what?
By
ribis, you don't have to return it. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Hagozel umachal esbanov. If somebody stole and he gave it to his kids to eat, Peturin Miloshalim. The kids don't have to pay back. They didn't steal it. Okay? Hiniach lufnehen. If he put it in front of them, in other words, he said, he didn't, I'm not sure what that means exactly. He put it in front of them.
It's an existence.
Yeah, it's an existence. Gidolim, if they're adults, chayavin lashalim. They're chayav to pay. Kitanim, Peturin Miloshalim. If they're kitanim, they're putta to pay. Im amru gedolim ein onu yodim cheshbonos shechishiv yavinu imach peturin. But if the Gedolim say, we have no idea. We don't know our father's business. We don't know what's going on with our father. We didn't know he's some master thief. We didn't know that. And we didn't know there's money sitting here, it's all stolen. We had no idea. We don't know what we don't go to our father's accountant. We had no idea. Then, Peturin, Bikshum de Amru, Ein Anu Yodin. Because they, I'm sorry, Peturin, the part, that's a statement. Now the Gemara asks the question. Mishum de Amru, the Amri Ein Anu Yodim, Peturin? Right? Because they don't know. The punter, what kind of heter is that? The Amarava, Hachikamar. Rashi says, Mishum de Einon Yodim, Bitmiya. What kind of question? How will the Yodim Shebigzela Bal Liado, Divre, Vishamahu, Ubari Adif? In other words, they say they don't know. They say they don't know. The person got the money stolen says, I do know. He came with a gun and took all my money. So how could the children get out of that? How could the children win by saying we didn't know? What kind of heter is that? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Hachi Kamar. Here's what it means. Gedolim sha'amru, if the adult said, if the older children said, you do manu cheshbono shechishiv avinu yimach. We know our father's affairs. We know very well. V'lo posh lach gabei, v'lo midi, and there's nothing in the account. It's bone dry. Nothing here. So Peturin, they're putter. They don't have a do. Of course they know the father's a thief.
Don't have an
obligation. No, not if there's nothing there. We went to the bank account, it's empty. So we have to pay back the chet of our father? No. Right? Why should they have to pay back the chet of their father? There's no duty.
There's no obligation.
No. Why should you have to pay for my avarice? No, the answer is no.
To remedy wrong?
Sorry, go around to every shul, ask the rabbi, okay, who in here did wrong? Let me remedy them. There's no obligation like that. Right? So why is the son different than anyone else? The answer is they're not. Okay? Good?
But the father probably over this neighbor.
That's a separate issue. It's a separate issue. Tanya, Idach, Hagoz Elomachel Banov, if somebody steals and gives the money to the kids, Petur Milashalem, they putter to pay back. Why are they putter to pay back? Again, what did they know? They didn't do any crime. They didn't do anything wrong. If I steal money and give it to you as a gift, and you go spend it, what do you do? You didn't do anything wrong. Hiniach lehem lefneiem v'achulam, if he gave it to them and they ate it, bein gedolim u'bein katanim, bein gedolim bein katanim chayavin, they're chayav. Right, so I guess they knew, and then they're chayav. So katanim im chayav? The katanim chayav? Lo yehe ela da'azik azuke, it should be nothing more than a hezek. As Rashi reminds us, in the Rashi of Lo yehe ela da'azik azuke, nichnas l'chatzar d'nigzal. If you go into the chatzar of the nigzal, v'hiziko, and the kid goes into the store, right? We had that case. And throws up everywhere, ruins all the clothing. Mi mechayve, ketanim? Ketanim aren't chayv, right? L'shal, they don't have to pay. V'anan tenan, tenin le'el, v'heim shechal bo acher, peturin. If you start up with a kid, you're going to lose. Because if you damage them, you have to pay. And if they damage you, they're putter. So what's the difference if a cotton walks into your yard and ruins your lawn furniture? It's putter. And what's the difference if the cotton has your gzela and spent it? What's the difference? You also should be potter. He's a cotton. Right? V'hacha, given the achlam, man kafi le'el shlumen. How are you going to get this cotton to pay? How are you going to make that happen?
He has no money anyway.
Forget that. He has no, you can't even bring him to court. How are you going to get him to pay? What kind of statement was that? Omer of Papa, hachi kamar. That's what you're right. You're right. Here's what it means. Hiniach lefneihem, you put it in front of them. V'adayin lo achlam, it's not eaten yet. It's still there. Bein gedolim, bein katanim, chayavin. Right? You're chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Then they could just return it.
Why? Because it's in the possession of the owner.
What?
It's still in the possession of the owner.
Right.
What is the difference between here and the ribbis?
What do you mean?
In ribbis case, you don't have to. You do have to.
Because here it's the exact same item. It's still intact. That's all.
So if a kid damages something from this, then you go after the kid?
What?
You only go after the kid for something that he broke?
You can never go after the kid.
No, but that's what it sounds like.
No, it sounds, I think it's Hachi Kamar. Hiniach lefnehem, v'adayin lo achulam. Right? The father stole a computer, a laptop, and he brings home the laptop. He says to his 8-year-old kid, look what I got you for Hanukkah. and sitting over here the laptop. And the police walk in. Say, okay, we'll take that laptop back. He stole it. Of course I can take it back.
Yeah. Is it not because there's no shinui?
What?
There's no shinui.
Right, so that's a different case. You're not dealing with a cotton here, really.
It hasn't changed. It hasn't.
Exactly.
Changed.
You're not dealing with a cotton here. So you take it back from the house. Once the cotton has it, you can't get it out of the cotton's brishus. It's just no different than a mazik. You can't get it back. You can't get it back. Okay, now, Rava's going to make two statements. Ready? Amar Rava. The Reisha, the first statement is as follows. He niach lehem aviyem para sheula hamishtamshin ba kol yimei she'elasa. If a father borrowed a shor and the father died, the children are allowed to use that shor as long as the terms of the rent of the borrowing were existing. For 30 days, the father died after day 20, you could use that shor for 10 more days. The kids could use that shor for 10 more days. Okay? How could that be? There's a rule that a shoal is not allowed to relend it. The answer is, because when you lend it to somebody, the wife and kids, you know they're going to use it too. That's part of the rental, that's fine. Mesa, what if the shor dies? Ein chayavin bu'unse. The kids don't have to be, the kids are not responsible. Normally you're responsible, right? Unless it's mesa machmas malacha. But we're not talking about that. Let's talk normal terms. You borrow a car, right? Mm-hmm. You borrow a car. And the father dies, so the kids are using the car. He's old, he's 19 years old. And they get into an accident. It's ones. They get into an accident. They're not chayev to pay, even if it's their fault. They're not chayev to pay. Normally, you're chayev in onsen. They're pater in onsen. Why are they pater in onsen? Says Rashi, delo kiblu, delo kabilu alayu nitirusa. Because they never accepted upon themselves to be a shomer, to be a shoel. It's a funny halacha, because they get the benefit, but without any responsibility. It's a funny halacha.
That's provided that's the terms that they're going to get.
Correct. Correct.
If you lend somebody a car and know full well, I don't want your 19-year-old driving my car.
If I lend you my car, you can't lend it to him.
Exactly.
You're not allowed to do that. So what's going on here? The answer is it was built into the rental, to the lending.
Correct.
That I know my wife and the kids are going to use it. It's like cars, a bad example, because usually it would not be like that. But a shore to work in the field. So if I can I borrow your shore for 30 days? So what's the difference if the wife leads it or the husband leads it? It makes no difference. So that's what, right? It's a funny halacha. Normally, if I borrowed your cow and it died, I'd be responsible.
Right.
And here, the kids are not responsible, but they're allowed to use it. It's a right. Funny halacha. Anyway, that's the ratio.
Best of both worlds.
The Sefer said, Kisivurim shall avi and he. If they thought it was their father's, they didn't know. They don't know what's going on. They thought it was their father's shor, right? V'tivucha, v'achluha, and they shechted it and they ate it, right? Now, what are they?
He says something very interesting over here.
Yeah.
He says the liabilities of the contract do not pass on to the children.
Correct.
As long as they have not started using it.
Interesting. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Okay.
I'm reading it now. It's mind-boggling. I don't understand why.
Now.
They did start using it.
Right, I hear you.
The liabilities did go over to them.
Right. I don't know. Now, if I think it's my father's, really it's yours. He borrowed it, but I didn't know that. So what do? I shecht it and I eat it. We have a big barbecue. What am I? I'm an ones.
Right.
I didn't know. So am I chayiv on anything? L'chor, no. It's your cow. I have a big barbecue. Am I chayiv? L'chor, no. Why? I'm an ones. I'm an ones gomer. Mamash an ones. I thought it was mine.
I thought the reason is because it's not here anymore.
What?
It doesn't exist anymore.
One second. Mishalmin d'mei basar bizol. So what do I have to pay? I have to pay the value of cheap meat. Because at least I had dinner. Dinner I had. So I have to pay you. It's your shor. You lent it to him to use. Right? I didn't know that. I thought it was my shor. Right? So what do? I pay the value of a regular, what does the dinner cost? And that's what I pay. Right? I think Rashi says two-thirds or whatever number it is. Now, we just said, he niach lehem aviyim. One second. Chayav de bechamazol. He niach lehem aviyim achrayis nechasim chayavin l'shalim. If the father has assets, then I have to pay. Then the son has to pay. Now, which of the two cases did Rava mean that to apply? Again, case number one was the father borrowed a para and he died. The kids are using the para. They're not responsible if the damage has happened. But says Rava, but wait a minute. But if there's assets, then they are. Or was it the second case? I didn't know it was your, that you borrowed the shahr. I thought it was yours. And we had a big barbecue. I have to pay. Cheap meat. Oh, but wait a minute. But if the father had assets, then you have to pay the full value. Which statement did this statement go on? So, Ikad Demastin La Aresha. Some said it went on the Aresha. Vikad Demastin La Seifa. And some said it went on the Seifa. Man Demastin La Aresha. If you say it goes on the Aresha, then Kol Shekein HaSeifa. Then for sure it goes on the Seifa. Why for sure? Upligi de Rav Papa. And it argues on Rav Papa, which we're going to read in a minute. Man Demastin La Seifa. But if you hold, it only goes on the Seifa. What's a Seifa? That's an Ones. The first case wasn't an Ones. The first case was, your father died. Not an onis. If you hold it, it's an onis. Only an onis with a potter. Fine or dear of papa. That's the exact same word as Rav Papa. Dumber of papa. Haisapara genuvelo. If you stole a cow. Okay, you stole a cow. The tvacho b'shabbos. And you shecht it on Shabbos. Chayiv. You're chayiv. Chayiv what? You chayiv dal of the hay. Why you chayiv dal of the hay? Shekvar chayiv geneva kodim shiavil de iser Shabbos. You stole it on Tuesday. So, boom, the issue of Gizela, Gneva, is already on your head. Now, what happened on Shabbos? On Shabbos, by shechting it, you did two things wrong. Number one, you chayev misa for shechting an animal. And number two, you chayev dal of a hay. So, don't we have a rule of kimle? I only have to pay. I only have to get misa, I don't have to pay. So, Rashi says it's not kimle because there's no kimle on knas. There's no kimle on knas. The dal of the hay is only a knas.
But the dal of the hay only falls if you pay the kefil first.
What?
The dal of the hay only falls if you pay the kefil first.
I don't know about the payment, but the geneva has already happened. You stole it a month ago. So geneva, that you already did that. Now you do the dal of the hay on Shabbos at the same moment that you chayev misa, for shechting, you chayev dal of the hay. But there's a rule. Kimle b'drabine, that doesn't apply by knas. That only applies by the theft. Your case is the next case. You understand what? So therefore, you're chayav dal vehei. You can get misa also. And you're chayav dal vehei. I, Kimle. Kimle doesn't apply by knas. Good?
But dal vehei always includes kimle.
What? Okay. So that's his question. Now, next. Haisa para she'ululo. If the para was borrowed, right? And then you say, you know what? I'm going to convert this borrowing into an ownership. I had enough of this borrowing stuff. I'm going to make it mine. And I shecht it on Shabbos. If you do that, then you're potter dal. You're potter on anything. Why? You didn't get misa. Kimle. Right? Utuvacha b'Shabbos. And then you shecht it on Shabbos, which you had no right to do. A borrower can't do that. So you're chayiv to pay the borrower. Potter! You're potter to pay the borrower. The lender, I mean. You're potter to pay the lender. Why? She iser Shabbos v'iser geneva bon ke'echad. Because the two isurim come at the exact same time. Principle plus iser Shabbos. Yechayev iser Shabbos. We say kimle. What does that have to do with anything? Right?
I'm not exactly sure how that's a kimle because the borrowing happened before Shabbos.
Correct. But you convert. But you convert by shechting it, you're stealing it. So by shechting it, you're stealing it. I have no right to do that. So by shechting it, you're stealing it on Shabbos. And then when you steal something, you owe money. But you get misa, it can't be both, and therefore you only get misa.
If he'd done some sort of misa to establish the kinyan before he shecht.
That's the first case. That's the first case. I stole it a month ago. I already established some kinyan, whatever word you want to use. Now I shecht it, now I'm putter. Now I'm chayiv on the, because there's no kimle on knas.
Right.
Okay? Now, the kefil is also knas, but you chayiv on the keren. That's the answer, Marcel. You chayev on the keren. So would you have to pay the kefel? Maybe you have to pay the kefel because there's no kimle on knas? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But on the keren, you're for sure potter because of kimle. Okay.
Because the previous kefel never happened before Shabbat.
Right. So what do you see from here, by the way? That according to Rav Papa, that a shoel is not chayiv in the beginning of his borrowing. only when some other thing happens, some pshia or an ones, only then are you chayiv, right? Because if you would be chayiv right away, then you'd be putter for Shabbos as well. Because that means that when you borrowed it, the damage is already the day you borrowed it, which is not on a Shabbos. So whenever you borrow that cow, even though you didn't check until Shabbos, if the itzis applies on minute one, the minute you borrow it, then there'd be no kimle. That's not what Rav Papa said, and therefore Rav Papa can't agree with that. Okay. Next. Tana Rabbanan. It says, Heshiv is like Zeil Asher Gazal. Ma Tamid Lama Asher Gazal. Why does it say Asher Gazal? You should, the stealing, the thing you stole, return what you stole. Why can't I just say return? What do you mean, what you stole? Yachzer Ke'en She'Gazal. Return it like it got stolen. What does that mean? Mikan Amru HaGozel U'machal Ezbanav Pitur Mil Shalim. They don't have to pay. Why don't they have to pay? It's not here. Hiniach Lefnehen, if it's still here, Bein Gedolim U'Bein B'Ketanim Chayavin. Mishum Sumchas Amru Gedolim Chayavin Ketanim Piturin. The Ketanim are still Potter. They're still Potter. Why are they Potter? We'll see in a minute why. Why are they Potter? They're Potter because you can't bring a cotton to Besdin. He doesn't have to go to Besdin. So there's no way to get that out away from the cotton. Even if it's Be'en. Can't get it. Listen to this story. Bar Chumua, the Rav Yirmiya, the brother-in-law, I think, of Rav Yirmiya, Tara Gali Ba'ape, the Rav Yirmiya. He tried to shut the door on Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya couldn't come into the house. So Asala came to Rav Avin. They came in front of Rav Avin. Amr, and he said, Shalohu Toveya. He's the son of the guy who died. You meet your father-in-law or something. You can't win against the kid. He's a cotton. He didn't want to let you get a foothold in the house to make a kinyan, whatever, right? Threw you out. You can't get in. It's his house. How are you going to win from a cotton? So the Gemara says, says Rabbi Yirmiya, but I have Edim that he gave it to you and he was still alive. I have Edim that he gave it to you and he was still alive. Amalei, v'chimekablin Edim shalom b'fnei baldin. But do we accept Edim when the other party is not in court? Who's the other party? His 10-year-old brother-in-law is the other party. What do you mean he's not a baldin? Take him to court. Drive him over. Rashi says, the high cotton command the lesser dummy. Top line. The cotton's like, he's not here. Why? Because he's a cotton. Right? The low? Says Rabbi, what are you talking about? V'akatani ben gadol ben katanam chayavin. Chayiv. Amalei. But it's a machlokas b'tzibit sumchis. Some hold that you see from here, we paskin like sumchis, right? So we don't really, it's a whole machlokas. So Omar, so Yirmiya says, Ichbal kuli alma v'kayik sumchis like fina l'didi. You're going to turn over the whole world and paskin like a das yachid sumchis to prevent me from getting the house? You hear this? Adahachi igal gal milsa asa umata kamedr avo. So some other nice happened. They got to Rav Avo. Amar lo shmil luchu ha'dahad Rav Yosef bar Chama. Amar Voshia. Didn't you hear what he said? Amar Rav Yosef bar Chama. Amar Voshia. Tinok shetakaf ba'avadav. If a child, he tells his avadim, Yara l'toch sadeh shel chaver of Amar Shalihu, and he goes down to the field and he grabs the field. Right? Now what's the halacha? By the way, that'd be a lawless society. Every 10-year-old kid. You just walk into anyone's house, grab all the stuff, and then it's his. Because he can't take a cotton to court. It's ridiculous. Right? That's ridiculous. Ain't Omer, we don't say, Namtanachiagdil. Well, let's wait till he turns 13, and then we'll deal with it. That's ridiculous. Ella, Motino Miado, Miad, take it away from him. Then, Mikishiagdil, then when he grows up, Yavi Edim Venera, then let him bring the Edim. Which, of course, there are none because he's not doing right. You know, that's ridiculous. Anytime a kid does something, there's no recourse. No, you take the item back. Let him fight for it when he turns 13. So why on earth are you making Rabbi Yirmiya lose the house? Right? I'm me dummy. It's not the same thing at all. Hasam, in a regular case, some kid's got some evil plan, how to steal everything. Who the mafkinan mine the lo kaimale midami hasam who the mafkinan mine the lo kaimale achazaka davua? Because when a kid walks into someone's house, what right does he have to take that stuff? He claims it's his. All right, it's not a relative of his, not his father. take it away from him, and when he turns 13, let him go litigate it. But here, it's his father's house. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, he gave it to me. But it's his father's house. The kid didn't do anything wrong. He's just protecting his own. So now you have to wait till he turns 13, then you sue him. Not the other way around. When the kid Stam walks into a house and takes stuff, like over here, he sends his avad to go down to the field and take all the food. When the kid does that, take it away from him. He claims it's his. Some foreign person. Let him go fight for that when he turns 13. Here, it's his father's house.
But even if it's father's house, the kid cannot make a kinyan to accept it.
So the answer is, he's Yorishit, even though he's a cotton. So what did he do? He wanted to keep Rabbi Yirmiyah out, so he doesn't have to fight with Rabbi Yirmiyah. Once Rabbi Yirmiyah's living in there, it's hard to get a guy out of a house he lives in. Right? Rabbi Yirmiyah says, I have Aiden. You have to wait till he's 13 for that. It's still his father's house.
So
might be a little harsh.
So then he has rights to his father's...
Yeah, he's a Yorish.
So he gets
it's not the same thing where a kid just stops stealing things.
I understand that. But so he gets it automatically without any questions.
Correct. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah says it's his. You have to litigate it. The problem is you can't litigate against a cotton, so you have to wait. Amar Vashi, Amar Shabtai, Mikablin Edim, Shlobef Ne Baldin. Now, sometimes you can accept Edim without a Baldin being there. You can't do that. Toibei, Rabbi Yochanan, he wondered, what kind of thing? V'chi Mikablin Edim, Shlobef Ne Baldin? You're not allowed to do that. How could you say such a thing? Kablu B'nei Rabbi Yossi B'Rabbi Chanina, Kigon Shayahu Chola, you're sick. O Ediv Cholim, or the Edim are sick. Oh, shall you aid the mevakshin lelech hamadinas hayom? That's the key. Or the aid have to leave. They have a flight to catch, and they called the other litigant to come, and he didn't come. So you don't have to wait here now. We're going to wait here now forever for him to come. You don't have to do that. We called him to Bezin. The guy's sick. The aid this and that. Whatever excuse is going on, you don't have to wait.
Don't they adjourn the case for 30 days?
What?
Don't they adjourn the case?
So the answer is we don't, because of all these factors. So the Rajba says, on a din and a fashos, you can never do such a thing. You can't do this. A guy when two Edom come to say he's Bechal Shabbos, and they're going to put him to death. Where is he? He's watching the football game. So you better come. Nah, I'll come late. You have to wait for him.
Right.
You have to wait for him. You can't do a din and a fashos case without the guy. Even though he's late, no reason why he didn't come. Just being lazy. No reason. You still can't. However, here it's only din and a mamonis. So there's no Torah requirement, telling the Rabbanan. So they will make ill when it's an emergency. Right? Okay. Amar Vuda Mar Shmuel, Makablan Edom Shlom of Ne Baldin. We'll accept Edom without the Baldin. Amar Bar Ukva, Ludidi Mifarishinli Mined Shmuel. I heard this from Shmuel, and he said, Kagon, the Paschule Bedine, they started the court case, Vishalchule Velo Asa. And they called him, and he doesn't want to come. Avalo paschule bedina, but if the court case didn't start yet, you can't start without him, even if you called him. You know why? Matzi amale anola bezin agadol azilna. I'm going to the bezin in Yerushalayim. I'm not going to your bezin. I'm going to the other bezin. So, assuming the parameters exist, you can say such a thing. So you can't start the case without him if it didn't start yet. Why? So I'm not going to your lousy bezin. I'm going to the other bezin. Right?
Change your venue.
Ihachi, exactly. Ihachi. If so, ki paschule nami. So why can't he say that in the middle of the case? He's sitting there, what kind of bunch of clowns is this? I'm not gonna stay for this. I'm gonna go to the other bezdin. Right? What bezdin agadol is? Tosfos discuss what is that? What is this other bezdin here? You really can't do that. So whatever the case is where you can do such a thing, right?
But you have to do it before the case.
So that's the Gemara's question. In the middle of the case also. You know what? I thought it'd be reputable. I'm sitting here. This is a joke. I don't wanna stand for this. Well, go to a bezin. I'm not doing anything wrong. This bezin's a bunch of clowns. Let's go to a real bezin. Come with me. If the other bezin says I lose, I lose. So why do you have to only do that before the case starts? Why can't that be in the middle of the case also? So Amal Ravina Kigo Denaka Diska Mi Bezdin Agadol. I'm not sure what that means. You got a summons from the bezin Agadol?
You mean the High Court and Circle Court to adjudicate the case?
Exactly. The High Court, right. In other words,
it was passed from the Supreme Court down to the lower.
That's why you can't say I'm going to the other court. They already told you not to come. They already told you not to come. Therefore, you're stuck over here. Therefore, you can't leave in the middle. But if it didn't start yet, then you could try. Amar Rav, Mekayim es Hashtar Shelo Bifnei Baldin. You could be Mekayim. You can uphold a shtar without the Baldin being there.
You called it a
Authenticating. Excellent. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eim Ekaim Enes Ashtar Shalom Bifnei Baal Din. You cannot do that. Amalei Rav Sheshetz Rav Yossi Baravo Az Belach Taimer Rabbi Yochanan. I'll tell you why Rabbi Yochanan said that. It says, Amar Korot says, For who had Babaylov, For lo Yishmerenu. There's a Muad, nobody, he didn't watch the animal, right? Amar Torah, Yavo Bal Hashar, V'yamed Al Shoro. Let the Shor come, let the Baal Shor come, and argue his case. So too, you can't authenticate a star without me being here. Against me? Of course, yeah, I have to be here. Just like I have to be here for my shar, I have to be here for my star as well. Amar Rava Hilchasa Mekaymen Es Hashtar Shelo Bifnei Baal Din Vafilu Omed V'Tzoveach. Even if he's standing up and arguing and screaming. So if he's arguing and screaming, so he's there. So what do you mean? Mekaymen Es Hashtar Shelo Bifnei Baal Din. You could do it without the Baal Din. Vafilu Omed V'Tzoveach. Even if he's screaming. So if he's screaming, he's there. That's exactly the point. Even if he's screaming and he's arguing, for example, two of them come and say, you ate chazer. And you're screaming, I didn't do it. Does Bezin listen to you?
I would think that...
Not one word you said. Not one word. No. You're not two of them. In this religion, two of them established something. So if two of them come and say, you ate chazer, say, no, I didn't. I swear, you're screaming, I didn't. And two of them come and say you did, and they're believed, and all the drisha v'chakira, then that's going to be the psak. So to over here, two of them are authenticating the shtar. You're screaming it's a forgery. You can scream from today till tomorrow. Doesn't ignore you. Why? That's not how we authenticate shtaras. So what did it mean exactly when he said that you could do it without a baldin, even if he's screaming? But if he's screaming, he's there. So what does that mean? Right? What does that mean? He's there. Not sure what that means. V'yamru nekita lizimna ad-demaisi sadi. If the guy says, okay, I need time to get edim. I need time. I have edim over here that say it's authentic. I can't scream it's a forgery because you ignore me. Let me get edim, it's a forgery. Marana le shtara. I'll destroy that shtar. So naktinan le, we give him. Eos, if he comes, good. Eloas, if he doesn't come, naktinan le bahab. Naktinan le bahab, we give him another bahab, another Monday, Thursday, Monday. Elo asa, if he doesn't come, Kasvinan pesicha aleha tishin yomin. We write a thing that after 90 days, we're going to seize his property to pay for the shtar.
It says you put him in cheirim.
Put him in cheirim, fine. Tosin kamai, the first 30 days, lo nachtinan lenechsei, we don't take any of his possessions away. Damar katarach bezuze venezev. He's trying to raise the money. Is that what it means? Trying to raise the money? Yeah? He's trying to raise the money. Mitziach, namilo, nachtin, and lay. The next 30 days, you also leave him alone. Lenachase, to take away his possessions. The Amar Dilmalo, Ashkach, Lemezav. Maybe he couldn't raise the money. Fikatarachu, Mezabe. So he's selling his stuff. Trying to sell out to raise the money. Basroi, the next 30 days, namilo, nachtin, and lenachase. We also don't do anything to his possessions. The Amar, Lokeach, Gufikatarach, Zuse. The guy who's buying the stuff, he had a yard sale. To sell his stuff, to make get the money. The guy comes, I'll buy you a whole yard sale. It's okay. He has to get the money. You're waiting for him to get the money. So, takes time.
It's like selling a house. Everybody has to
do it. Exactly. You have to wait for everything in the chain has to fall into place. Lo asa, doesn't come. Pasfinan adarchta anachasi. You write some document about his... What? An adrakta about his possessions. Fahani mili da amar asina. That's only if he said, I'm going to come. Avol amar lo asina la'ata kasvinan. If he said, I'm not showing up, you can write it right away. I'm ignoring Besdin, write it right away. Fahani mili b'milva. That's only by alone. Avol pikadon la'ata kasvinan. If it's a pikadon, so what are you doing with his stuff? You write it right away. V'chi kasvinan amakar koi. You only write it to take away someone else's land. Avol metaltoi lo. You can't do it for metaltolin. Dil mashamid v'achale l'malve l'metaltoli. Because maybe the malve will have no recourse. If you do it for metaltolin, what's going to happen? The malve will come into the house and look at this. There's not one thing in the house. It's all empty. Everything's been sold. And where's the money? We don't know where the money is. So you can't do that. Let him keep the metaltolin. If the love comes and brings witnesses, and he destroys the star, lo mishkach midei migvei. What does that mean?
Not find anything to collect.
The kasvinan. If the malve has karka, then we write it down. Velohi, that's not true. Lo kasvinan. We never write on metaltolin. Afagav the islamic karkoi. Even if he does have karka, chayshinan shema tachsif. Maybe he'll ruin the land, and then he won't have anywhere to collect from. V'chikas v'in adarkta. When do you write v'chikas v'in adarkta modi'inan lei? But 1 second. Is that enough notice? V'hani mili demikrav. That's only if he's nearby. Avol mirchak lo, but not if he's far away. V'mirchak, but if he's far away, the kakrov and he has relatives. Inami or ikoshe rusa de alziva asul hasam. Or this constant flowing back and forth people. Mashinan lei tracy arshi shata. You wait a year ad de alziva asa sheirasa. Enough time for the caravan to go there and back. Kia de Ravina, Shaha, Lamar, Acha, Tracy Yachishati. Ravina waited for this guy 12 months. Ada Azlev, Asa Shiatri, Bechuzai, till the what's it called, came. Velohi, that wasn't true. Hasam, Inash, Ali, Mahavi. That guy was a ruffian. He was afraid of him. Ihave, Mati Adarkta, Liade, Loyev Shalafuki, Mine. He'd never get the money from him. So he waited a year to see if he could try to get the money from him. Avalhacha, Lo Natrinan Le, Ela Ada Azl, Shiluha, Bitlasa, Bishabsa. You only wait. You send the guy on a Tuesday. He comes back on Wednesday. And when it comes Thursday, you already. What's it called? You make the determination already. Okay. Okay. We'll stop here. Oh, one more thing. Amarvina. Hi, Shluchei de Rabbanan. Mehem nelei kebet rei. If a shliach of Bezin comes, you believe him as if he's two Adam. Hani mili l'shamta. That's only to put him in cheirim. Aval l'pischa. But to write a star that he's put in cheirim. Kivin de'mamona kamachasale. He's going to lose money. The kaboyle l'mesav le zuzei l'sifra. And you have to pay for the sofer low. We don't rely on a sheikh bezin, but we rely on two etim. Doesn't cost any money. It's unbelievable halacha. Doesn't cost any money to put somebody in cheirim. Doesn't cost any money. It's free, right? But it costs money to write a star to put somebody in cheirim. Who's going to write that star? That we don't do based on a shliach without really two edim. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow on the second line from the bottom. Everybody have a very good day.